is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jack wagons! Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed the Fade 5 Podcast. And on this Taco Tuesday, let's get after it and hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus Bus. These are our favorite wagers on the day. Or maybe we're looking ahead at plus 100 odds or greater available at the various sports books. Lundy, you got tickets in hand, my friend. You got your butt cheeks ready to plant. What do you like on the ride? And hopefully it's going to be a long odds winner. So please share.
Well, not too much long odds, but I'll take the plus as I can get it. Kirill Kaprizov of the Minnesota Wild taking on the Arizona Coyotes this evening. They will be at home up in the land of 8,522 lakes or whatever it is. We're going to take Kaprizov for ATG, anytime goal tonight. Get that at BetMGM at plus odds at plus 100. A couple of reasons why. Career-wise, for Kaprizov, he has managed to butt heads with the Arizona Coyotes a grand total of 17 times in his career. He's got a total of 22 points in those 17 contests, and 10 of those come in the form of a goal. So, one, he's got success against the Coyotes. Two, he is at home. Three, he is currently riding a four-game point streak in which he has, fold fingers, folks, five goals in those Ooh. Four games. So he is definitely putting the biscuit in the back of the net. So with all of that in mind, and like I said, the fact that he's on the friendly confines of home, give me Kirill Kaprizov anytime goal tonight against Arizona, plus 100, bet MGM.
Oh, okay, Kay. I kind of like that one right there at even Steven Juice. Let's get another long odds wager on the board. Let's look ahead and peer through that hourglass telescope, whatever you want to call it. It's not hourglass, but hopefully these guys are going to be shaped in a curvaceous way, and it's a very sexy juice with a Nevada Wolf Pack to win the Mountain West Conference Tournament, plus 500 available right now at BetMGM. This exercise going down in Sin City. And let's clack and a clack and roll the dice on a longer odds team, which should not be the case because you look since February 1st, Lundy, the numero uno team, according to Bart Torvik, in the Mountain West Conference, none other than the Nevada Wolfpack. They're number 14 overall during that span in all of college basketball, according to Advanced Metrics. A little bit slower team, a little bit deliberate in pace, number 274 in adjusted tempo, but they are number 16 in the country over the last 4 weeks at effective field goal percentage, offense hitting 53.7% inside the arc, and a ridiculous 41.7% outside of it, not to be outdone defensively, number 75 in EFGD, they're really shackling the arc, giving up just 29.4% on opponent Trey Bombs launch, and a lot of those have been bricks. A team that gets the free throw line often cashes in, pretty good at sealing off the defensive glass as well, so they have good front court size. They have adequate defense. They have an outstanding offense, and they have guards. And what's March all about? Guard play there in Blackshear and Jared Lucas. So pool all together, plus 500 odds to cut down the nets for the Mountain West Conference title. I'm in with Steve Alford's Nevada Wolfpack. With that, bet on the board and Lundy's Puck Bucks. Let's get after it with another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
Numero cinco here on the countdown. Oh, I probably should have featured this on the Plus Bus. You want to talk about a first-class passenger. Holy mackerel, that would be the case. Because look at that juice. I didn't add an extra zero. It's real. And I wagered on it. Texas to win the Big 12 Conference Tournament. Plus 5,000. Oh, loosen up that belt and pull down those drawers. That's kind of sexy there. And I grabbed that one at DraftKings. I did see yesterday some of the books that were out there. BetMGM had this sliced in half at plus 2,500. I don't know if it still applies at DraftKings, but even at plus 2,500, I would be an investor at that very high juice. Why? Because it's quite seducing. You look at Texas, a team that's playing pretty well here down the stretch. They've been a top 15 overall Bartorvik squad since February 1st. One that's netting 1.222 points per possession over that stretch. Pretty good defensively. Rebounding, a little bit touch and go, but when you have the inside-outside combination of Dylan Dessou and Max Asemus, and Max Asemus is the definition of a dude who is a bucket. He's got limitless range. If they get hot at these long odds, knowing that they have been the upper echelon of the Big 12 here the last about month plus, yeah, take my money. DraftKings, take my money. BetMGM, somebody, take my stinking money. Hook 'em hard. It's a fighting Matthew McConaughey's. I say they win the Big 12 auto berth. I grab it at plus 5,000 at DraftKings. Lundy, you better follow me. I mean, what else do you have to lose? A little sprinkle here, a little sprinkle there, and you could be counting a mountain of winnings. Fader follow.
I think you're throwing your money away, but the fact that you got it at 50-1, I can understand why you would sprinkle something on there. By the way, current odds plus 3,000. It's come down from 5 to 3 at DK.
Still a value.
I mean, you want to sprinkle something? Sure. But again, it's like putting $5 on the Commanders to win the Super Bowl. Okay. I mean, it's just really, it really doesn't make a difference. You want to have some fun. You want to take some long shots, go for it, because it is the madness of March, but I think you're throwing your money away.
Hey, the Commanders, they have Austin Ekeler. There's a chance for UT.
Number 4.
Numero Quattro here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's get after it. Opening round action of the ACC tournament. A couple teams that were the dregs of the keg in what was a largely a top-heavy and middle mediocre league in general. But hey, we got to get some action on anyway, because we got some early tips that are going down today. Georgia Tech plus 1.5. I will take them against a not so fighting Irish of Notre Dame. Minus 110 juice. They are at DraftKings. Hell, if you want to go a step further, take on the money line at plus 105. You can grab that right now at BetMGM. I would certainly support that as well. I think Georgia Tech's got sound odds of winning this game. You look at the Bartorvik ranks over the last about 6 weeks. Georgia Tech, horrendous, number 144 in that category. Notre Dame right around the same vicinity. But Georgia Tech, a team, number 75 EFGD. So they are playing plus defense again after that level of commitment on that side of the court, and number 27 in defensive rebounding. So they really limit a lot of those second chance opportunities. Notre Dame, kind of a middle of the road defense in their own right, number 128 EFGD. But they are number 106 in Bartorvik. So a little bit better than Georgia Tech here since February 1st. But rebounding is a major issue for them. So the Yellow Jackets could provide a little sting in the offensive rebounding category, getting some of those second chances. And we know they had, a couple of marquee wins down the stretch. They seem to be playing better here to end the season, most notably against Wake Forest. But you look at Notre Dame, a team that's been so lackluster. They are playing better. Micah Shrewsbury can certainly coach his tail off, and there are better days ahead. But I like Tech in this one. Plus 1.5 against the Fighting Irish. Minus 110 at DraftKings. Lundy, better follow.
It's 1.5. Take the damn money line. Take the damn money line, Brad. Come on, grow a pair.
Yeah, I should.
You should. You absolutely should. It's 1.5 for crying out loud. I will take the plus odds. So I am following, but I'm going to leave you and your raisins alone, because you need to just take them on the money line and take the plus odds. You said 105 over at BetMGM. They're a flat plus 100 this morning at DraftKings. So I don't know what I don't know why you're being such a wimp. This is supposed to be your bracketology time of year. Step it up, Brad. Take the Yellow Jackets and take them on the money line.
Come on, Evan, sack up and do it for Kenny Anderson.
Number 3.
New more trades here on the Fade at 5. A countdown, more opening round NCAA tournament conference action. And let's go to the banger of a league. That is the Big 12. And we got Oklahoma State taking on the Golden Knights of UCF. And I'm going to ride a cowboy. Yeehaw, baby. I'll go with Okie State plus the 4.5. Too many points in my estimation. Minus 110 juice there at BetMGM. This game should be a low possession affair. Why UCF is all about slogs. Even though their tempo is ticking up at number 120 and adjusting tempo here over the last 6 weeks. You look at OK State, number 165. They're actually playing a slower pace, more half-court oriented during that same stretch. Defensively for Oklahoma State, just number 299 in effective field goal percentage defense over the last 10 games, where they're giving up 56.2% inside the arc. OK offensively, more or less attacking the 10 on near proximity shots, where they're netting over 54% of those, then outside, where they're under 30% in that action since February 1st. But UCF, there's lids that are screwed on top of the basket, no matter what end they're shooting at. And it's been the way all season long, evidenced by their number 289 ranking since February 1st and effective field goal percentage offense. They're one upping Oklahoma State and suckiness from outside. They're only shooting 27.8% over their last 10 games. So good defensive team, especially the UCF. What I feel is going to be a slower pace than some people anticipate. And you have the issues offensively, particularly for the Golden Knights. Oklahoma State doesn't really blow the doors off there. So in a game that may redefine just ugliness, I like Oklahoma State plus 4.5 against UCF, minus 110 at BetMGM. Lundy, fair to follow.
First of all, we redefined ugliness when you and I decided to put this podcast on YouTube. Let me share something courtesy of Tanner McGrath over at the Action Network. Brad, you ready for this one?
Yeah, sure.
In the Big 12, first round dogs since 2005 are covering at about a 68% clip. 35 and 16 first round dogs in the Big 12 tournament since 2005 are 35 and 16 against the spread. But Brad, it gets even better. Since 2015, first round dogs ATS 13-2.
ATS. I moved.
Since 2015. Now, I know we're talking about, you know, some new teams being a part of the Big 12 and all of that. Those things can change. However, I do a Tuesday morning hat tip to Mr. McGrath over there at Action Network for tracking that one down. I saw that this morning and I thought, holy crap. So I'm all about this one. I don't know, by the way, that I trust it in the Cincy contest. I'll be honest with you there. In the Cincinnati one, just because of just really, frankly, how bad
West Virginia is. They stink.
There's a reason the spread is at like 9.5. Yeah. However, that is a really, really difficult trend to ignore. OK State plus the points is one of my favorites on the board today. If you're listening to the pod early, you got to jump on this early because it's an early game. I've already made the bet. I'm absolutely following. I don't know what you've got at 2-1, but this would have been number one for me just based on the matchup, based on the early tournament, and based on that against the spread trend in the Big 12.
Okie dokie, indeed.
Number two.
Numero dos here on the feed, a 5 countdown. Let's get after with another future and one I honestly cannot believe. And Lundy, you might have to look this up because I'm sure we've seen some juice movement here in the last 24 hours. But I grabbed this yesterday because I had to rub my eyes. Look at the screen. Did a like double, triple, quadruple take. Kentucky to win the SEC tournament right now, or maybe right now. That's what I grabbed at yesterday. Plus 400 at BetMGM. That's still the same value?
Yes, it is. Really? DraftKings has it at plus 400. I haven't looked at BetMGM, but I just happen to have the window open. One of my like 750 windows on my computer that are open right now. But yes, Kentucky at plus 400. The odds favorite plus 130 for the Vols.
Outstanding value. And, you know, really, you look at Kentucky, this is a team that could easily cut down the nets in that particular exercise. They're playing white hot basketball down the stretch. I mean, they had an emphasis, a slam dunk exclamation point on the regular season going into Knoxville and knocking off the last projected number one seed on the bracket big board in the Tennessee Volunteers. And they could carry over that big mo into the SEC tournament and win the whole shebang. You look at what they have done since February 1st. They are number 18 overall, according to Bartorvik, one of the fastest teams in the country. They're all about high possessions and step out of the gas. Number 9 in adjusted tempo during that stretch, where they're also number 4, numero quattro in all of college basketball and EFG offense. They're splashing 55.7% inside the arc and 43.4% outside of it. Unreal. Defensively, you never know what you're going to get. They are certainly a box of chocolates. Number 159 EFGD in action since February 1st. But if they played even a B-minus level defensively, they can win this sucker going away. Very good team getting after on the offensive glass. They generate a lot of second and third chances, which you know, they plunge daggers routinely with and on. They're a team just, again, off the charts offensively. Reed Sheppard, every time he dribbles down the floor and is in transition, pulls up from three, it's going in. It's nearly automatic. Dillingham is certainly getting after it as well. I could definitely put a lot of crooked numbers on the scoreboard. Antonio Reeves has been unreal. They're a deep team. Big Z has played better ball here last five games. The big import, a guy at 7 feet tall, is a menace not only offensively but defensively. So they have size, they have depth, and they have the offensive chops. It's all about that D. And again, just bring, you know, not the flaccid D, bring something a little bit stiffer, would you please, guys? And if you do so, you will win the SEC tournament. Big Blue Nation for all the bourbon, plus 400 at BetMGM. Lundy, better follow.
This is great value. The line hasn't moved yet. Get it while you can. You know, Brad talked about Kentucky, what, on Friday's pod, I think, or one of the pods last week. You talked about
how they were playing.
It hasn't slowed down. This is good value. This is worth more than just a sprinkle, in my opinion. We talked about the Texas one that I think you're nuts, but I think this is legitimately a good bet. Could you wind up with a challenge of trying to take out Tennessee again? Of course you could, but I think at this point you got to roll with the hot hand, and the Wildcats are playing really good hoops.
Keep cooking, Kentucky.
Number one.
Numero uno here on the Tuesday edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's go back to the ACC and give me BC plus 1.5. That game tipping off this evening against the Miami Hurricanes, and a massive disappointment for Jim Larrañaga's club this season. Minus 110 juice there at BetMGM. Bit of a head scratcher. That the Eagles here are the underdogs. I thought the script would be flipped. Lundy, make sure you check the latest line, because I grabbed this last night. It may have indeed flipped. Is it two now? They're catching two?
Catching 2.5. It's at minus 120.
Wow.
Sitting over at sitting at DK. So you're getting minus 112 is what it is at DK right now. Plus 120 if you just want to take the Eagles on the straight money line.
Okay, well, I tell you what, I'm going to change my pick on the fly here. I'm going to take him straight up on the money line at plus 120. Extraordinary value amount of estimation. We're seeing some steaming action pretty much across the spectrum of sports books right now when it comes to these college basketball lines. And maybe this one's going to climb higher. I don't know why. Sometimes the steam action isn't worth writing. I can tell you that. You know, see a couple of the games yesterday, as a matter of fact, in which that was involved. But you look at Miami, and they're just number 159 at Bartorvik since February 1st, number 304 in EFG offense, and it gets worse, number 314 in EFG defense. In fact, at road neutral atmospheres this year, they're number 288 at EFG defense, where they're just 4-10 straight up. Boston College, 7-8 in road neutrals this year, so respectable there. Number 23 in the country in those environments in EFG offense. And since February 1st, a number 107 EFG offense and a much better number 235, still not great, in EFG defense. BC's got a little bit of turnovers, a lot of self-inflicted wounds this year, and the three-point percentage defense is horrendous. But a team that's excellent on the glass, they will have an advantage there. Maybe getting Norchad Omir in some foul trouble, and it could be game, set, match. And their three-point offense is outstanding as well. Get a lot of buckets from outside. They're netting 36.5% since February 1st. And again, during that stretch, Miami giving up 40.3% to the opposition. So pull it all together. Boston College. Yeah. Boston haven't yet. Give me them plus a 1.5, plus two and a half. Hell, I'm just taking them on the money line against Miami, opening round of the ACC, minus 110 at BetMGM for all the Dunkin' Donuts, Lundy. Vader, follow.
Like this one a lot, but I like the fact that you finally, you know, between the start of the pod and pick number one, you decided to, you know, grow a pair and take them on the money line.
Team Wavos arrived!
Quit messing around with BC in this one. Yeah, they're catching the 2.5. Brad, it might climb. It really might. It's already moved, obviously, from where it was when you snagged it. And it's up to the 2.5. Maybe it gets to a flat 3. So if you don't like, you want to take something, you're worried about a buzzer beater, one of those kind of tournament moments, obviously you can avoid it, but I think it's worth it to be able to take a shot, on Boston College. If Miami wins, am I going to be surprised? No. But I think it's worth it here with BC, especially at the plus 120, if you just take them straight on the money line.
Yeah, it's really inexplicable. The line is climbing. Miami has been just that bad. I know they've had myriad injuries have impacted that team, and maybe they're going to get some key guys back in this game, but it doesn't matter. Boston College has a distinct advantage with the size. They're going to bludgeon the inside, and if they hit their triples, which they could be wide-ass open the entire game, we're cashing in, baby, straight up on that money line. Where else are we going to cash in? It's bonus time! Lundy, college basketball conference tournaments, maybe some more futures, maybe got some action in the NBA, or of course the NHL. Please share with our audience what other bets you have on your board.
I'm still playing around a little bit with what I want to do from a hockey standpoint for tonight, but I will jump on a yes gift that I actually jumped on last night as soon as the numbers were posted up. So a two-legger here where we're looking for a goal in the first 10. Let's start with Detroit and Buffalo. This one may actually hit the under on the 6.5, but I still think we're going to see something flash quickly at the start of this game. These are two teams that tend to do it at right about a 60-65% clip on the season. So I'm going to smash those two together, and we're going to look for a goal in the first 10 between the Sabres and the Red Wings. And then we're going to tack on to that the aforementioned Arizona Coyotes and the Minnesota Wild, the game that I told you before that I like Kirill Kaprizov to score. I will also take a gift in that one. Both of these teams north of 60% on the season. So if you put both of those together over at DraftKings, it is a very sexy plus 167. I told you that I'm kind of, as much as I love that underdog against the spread number in the Big 12, I'm not touching it in that Cincinnati game because I'm actually really worried about the Bearcats just rolling the Mountaineers out of the gym and that one actually covering the 9.5. So I am staying away from that, but I did have, as Brad jumped on at number 3, the Oklahoma State one. So take that one, folks. Take it plus the 4.5. I will lay the points with Brad's favorite, the Jackrabbits, taking on the DU Pioneers. Couple of reasons why. One, DU should have lost in the first round and somehow pulled it off against, who are they, the Ruse of Kansas City?
Yeah, the Kangaroos.
DU, by the way, is one of about 30 teams that has actually never made the tournament. And it's not going to happen this year either. You have to remember, when it comes to the Summit League, where do they play the tournament? Yes, in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. So it's basically a damn home game for the Jackrabbits of SDSU. They are favored by 9.5. I think they're going to win this thing by double digits. These two teams split during the regular season. However, the win that DU had, and it was a big one, they won by like 18 or 19, but they did it at home. The Pioneers are 4-11 on the road this season, and this is a road game for them. It is not neutral. This is very much a road game because this is being hosted in South Dakota. I think SDSU, the other SDSU, the non-Aztecs, get the job done tonight, and I think they're gonna knock DU out. They got the big 3-point win against Omaha yesterday. They get a chance to try to make the tournament, but unfortunately, I think the offer for the Pios to make the big dance is going to continue, and South Dakota State rolls, and they roll big time. I will lay the points with South Dakota State. Outside of that, keep an eye on the spreadsheet. It's posted up at thegamingjuice.com. You can find it there. You can also find it on the X where I've got it posted up. I will have some more, including a red-hot Vincent Trocheck. I'm trying to figure out how to play him for the Rangers right now, but 6 points in his last 5 games, and I think it's going to continue as he takes on Carolina. However, for the moment, I yield the floor to the gentleman from Illinois, who we know has some college hoops plays for tonight.
Oh my God, way too many. And I dug myself a very deep hole, practically all the way to China last week. And last night, no bullshit, Lundy, I lost not once, not twice, not three on that dastardly dude, Yar Jeremy Timbers, Captain Hook. It was absolutely brutal night for me. Down already to start the week, and I'm just, you know, giving it all back to sportsbooks. All the units that I have gained in college basketball last several months, they just kill me this time of year. But we keep on firing, and we're going to do so right now in the NBA. I don't know what the juice on this is going to be. Why? Because the sportsbooks are cowards. They are refusing to give me any lines on Wimby, usually because they get just crushed with anything they offer on Wembanyama. He is taking on the Houston Rockets. So whatever the juice is going to be on this, probably going to be low plus money, I'm going to fire off on it. If you want to add legs, do so at your leisure. Give me Wimby, three or more blocks. Give me Wimby, 10 or more rebounds to get to Houston. And then give me Wimby, two or more made threes. I'm guessing? Guessing? I don't know, Jim. I don't know. Probably like plus 110-ish, thereabouts, but he should be able to get this. Against Houston this season on the block side, he has gone 3-5-7. He had 7 blocks against him like a week ago. Utterly ridiculous. No Sengun in the lineup. He had that really nasty, gnarly leg injury. So he is going to be out of action, which I think only increases the odds of him. Maybe he gets like 10 blocks tonight. If you want to just take an alt line and blocks alone, jack it way up and get it a plus money, I certainly would support that. Rebounds against Houston this year, 12-18-11. So he's done the 10 rebounds, 3 straight games against H-Town. And then on the 3 side, 0-1-2. So trending in the right direction there that he is going. And he has made at least 2 or more May 3s in 5 straight games. He has gotten the necessary rebounds in 8 straight games and also the necessary blocks in 9 of his last 10. Houston has allowed the second most opponent blocks per game in the last 15, 4th most opponent rebounds per game in the last 15, but the 9th fewest made 3s per game over the last 15. I don't care. I just love betting on Wimby in the SGP market. So whatever the juice is, Wimby 3 or more blocks, Wimby 10 or more boards, Wimby 2 or more made triples, plus who knows, and I'm probably going to build that sucker at BetMGM. Elsewhere, bonus time. I tell you what, Lenny, I'm making up the audience. They're like, hey, Evans, there was no VIG with that last line, so hook me up. Daddy won. Daddy need, daddy gotta have it. I am giving you a bonus sledgehammer on the WCC title game. I'm going to lay the chalk with Gonzaga at -3.5. I grabbed this at -2.5 last night. Again, one of those unbelievable lines. It should be at like 4.5. It's still a good value right now at 3.5, so I play it up. It's a 4.5, taking on the Gales of St. Mary's in Las Vegas at the Orleans, -110. At DraftKings. So what about this? This is a sledgehammer special on thegamingjuice.com. If you want all the gory details, you can read it there in about 300 words. But I think the Zags are going to cover this without relative difficulty. They are the 10th best team in the country, according to Barrett's over the last 30 days. Number 2 in the nation, effective field goal percentage offense. It's all about Ryan Nemhard. His ability to aggressively attack downhill, either call his own number or kick it out, could be Graham Ike with a mid-range shot or working in the post. With the kisses off the glass, he's been unbelievable, the YO transfer. Greg has been drilling a lot of threes. Anton Watson getting it done off the bounce. Hickman, there's just options, a lot of them. And they're peaking right now, are the Zags, offensively. Decent defensively, nothing really to write home about. Number 125, EFGD. They're really good in the interior defensively. It's outside, and that's going to be key in this game. The Zags giving up 36 points ever since February 1st, number 271 3-point percentage defense. St. Mary's, for all the numbers nerds like me out there, they are a wet dream in terms of the advanced analytics. They are top 10 EFG offense and EFG defense over the last 30 days, and they're netting over 43% from distance. So the great equalizer could be a difference maker in me getting another loser on the board. But I think the Zags, because of that offense right now, they're just clicking. Ooh, 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 ooh. We're sledgehammering that sucker home and laying the chalk at -3.5 against St. Mary's. All right, elsewhere, bonus time really quick here. I like Merrimack in the NEC final. I'll lay the 7.5. They are taking on Wagner. Wagner can't shoot. 345 EFG offense since February 1st. And on road neutral games this season, 358 in the country. Merrimack, a team very good defensively in their own right, number 16 in EFGD in road neutral games, and much better offensively since February 1st, number 83 in EFG offense. I think they get the auto bid, and they cover the 7.5, so I'll lay the chalk there. Elsewhere, I'm going to go with Stony Brook. That number has climbed. It's getting steamed up. They're taking on Charleston in the CAA, formerly the Colonial, now the Coastal Athletic Conference. I think it's up to like 9.5 at BetMGM. I'm like, why? Stony Brook, a Cinderella story. They're playing great basketball. They're number 3, according to Torvik, since February 1st in the CAA overall. Now, Charleston is number 1. But Charleston, a team number 185 in road neutral games, an effective field goal percentage defense. You can beat them inside. And Stony Brook is a team that is netting 38.6% from 3, Lundy, over the last 4 weeks. So I think 9.5 points too many. The Seawolves, I'm going to lay or get the lay at plus 9.5 with them against Charleston for the right to dance. Plus 10, it keeps climbing. So here's what I would recommend on the fly. Wait, get closer to tip time. It could be 11. It could be 11.5. We're seeing this repeatedly at the mid-major level. A lot of these games, lines getting hiked up, and you can get even better value there. So I played at 9.5. You could wait a little bit longer. You may get it, like I said, well north of 10 there in the end. Then finally, NC State, minus 9.5. Who are they playing? Louisville. Do you need any evidence?
Nope.
You shouldn't.
That's it. That's another one. That's another one that I like. I get nervous in the conference tournaments when the point spread gets up to 10. I start to want to lean to the dog just because you know there's going to be fight in these teams, and some of which are, you know, basically playing their last game of the season. But like I said, I think Cincy could wind up doing it. We've got some teams that can cover a double digit, and I would agree 10,000% with NC State because, again, it's Louisville and they suck this year.
And DJ Burns, if you haven't seen him play, he's listed at 6'9", 275. He is nowhere close to 275. I think that dude is at least like 325, and he has moves. He's built like an offensive lineman, and his feet are so damn quick. Louisville, I have no answer at how to contain him inside. Must-see TV if you enjoy big dudes playing ball. All right, that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade 5 podcast. So do us a favor, sign up for a free account right now. Members-only content coming on Selection Sunday, and it's all free at thegamingjuice.com. Lundy's free NHL picks live there as well. Check them out. Also submitting some pieces. We have other writers submitting pieces. Drop of the puck and make it some bucks. And, of course, I've got an insane amount. My clack, 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 clack. My fingers have been rocking and rolling across the keyboard here the last several days. So many piece of content tied to March Madness. You'll be reading for maybe days as a result. Yes, and I am an absolutely crazy person. Also, drop us a rating and a review at your convenience, would you kindly? Also, Fader, follow us on the X. Always trying to give it to you. Lundy, at Nate Lundy, myself, at Noisy Huevos, for the handsome. He ain't ugly. This face is Nathaniel Lundy. I'm Brad Evans. As always, until next time, feed or follow. That is up to you.